We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Good morning, everybody. Thanks for tuning in to the Roto Grinders NBA Morning Grind. I'm not Stevie. I am Justin Carlucci, filling in for him while he's away for a couple days. And I'm here with my guy, the Chief, Will Priester. Seeing a lot of you today, my friend, which is always a good thing.
Yeah, man, for sure. It's that time. We're rolling. And this does happen throughout the season. So this isn't anything new, really, where our worlds will continue to collide during NFL and NBA season. So I'm pretty excited to come on with you. A small slate today, Justin, so we can do kind of a hit it and quit it type of deal. Like James Brown, can we hit it and quit it? Can we hit it and quit it? The answer is yes. It's four games. We're going to be in and out of your lives before you can finish that morning coffee.
But if you just dying for more content from us, check out the NFL Food for Thought podcast, which we also recorded on Monday. If you just want to have some barroom barbershop type talk, we had a great guest, Bob Volio, pro Madden gamer, former DFS live finalist as well. He was partying in Philly with the Phillies faithful, so he had some fun stories to tell, and he'll tell you where not to get a cheesesteak, by the way.
Absolutely.
Four games. Some not-so-great teams playing on in some of these four games. And, hey, we're in October and people are tanking. Tank season starting early, my friend. We will get to that momentarily.
In October, bro. Seriously. October.
It's like we're doing this already?
Yeah. Like, what are we doing?
The kid Victor is going to be incredible. I understand. But come on, Adam Silver. Let's hold us to some integrity here, please. Because you're making our jobs a little more difficult with these GTDs and Q tags and guys being out already during the first stinking week of the season.
Yeah, man, absolutely. Guys are being held back on purpose for the Victor sweepstakes. And I don't understand it. Like, I'm going to tell you, if I was a team, do you know, like, if you're the Lakers, you need to be tanking. Because once LeBron leaves that team, you're done, right? But some of these other teams that have tons of draft capital, like, what are we doing? Like, what are we doing? And what Silver said was he understands when it's a generational type talent. Okay, well, it's looking like we feel like Victor is a generational type talent. And so we're going to find out very quickly, you know, is that true or not? His rookie season, his sophomore season, his third season, unless he has a major injury, we'll know within the first few seasons whether or not he's generational type talent. Because there have been a lot of guys that we thought were going to be generational type talent, and then they end up not being generational type talent. So, and then there are other guys that are generational type talents that we don't even recognize, like Giannis Antetokounmpo. Do you think if people thought he was generational, they would have took him first in the draft that year? Absolutely. But let's not get off on a tangent because we want you guys be out of here before you finish the morning coffee.
Giannis was a big project, though, too. So kudos to the Bucks organization for pulling the trigger and getting Giannis. Changed the whole scheme, you know, the whole game plan of the organization for the better. But anyway, four games on the docket, 7 p.m. Eastern. Detroit at Washington. So far, Detroit's playing at a pretty high pace, and they're not playing any defense whatsoever. However, the issue is, it's a rarity, but we have Bradley Beal, Porzingis, and Kuzma all healthy together at the same time. Then you throw Will Barton in the mix, and of course a guy like Rui, and there's just a lot of usage being split up here. So if these guys are priced accordingly, it's tough to really be confident in saying, well, who's going to have a ceiling game, if anybody, out of this group of Wizards?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, here's what I will say. And I know we have to make adjustments, right? Like, making adjustments is it's very important. Like, it's very important. But don't we feel like this is still Bradley Beal's team at the end of the day? Like, isn't the upside going to pick up at some point? The assist numbers have been there. The rebounds were there. Like, he had 6 turnovers the last game. But we saw him score 27, 5-4. Like, do we need to adjust our thinking on Bradley Beal? Like, I'm really curious here because, like you said, when you got Porzingis, you got him, and, you know, a couple of these other players, like, Porzingis is always going to be the better value until they're both 8K. Then who's the better value, you know? So I do like them today facing Detroit in terms of the Wizards, Beal and Porzingis. And then after that, that's probably about it. Like, you know, Rui's going to be fine coming off the bench playing his low 20s minutes on the slate like today. Could he get there? Yeah. What's surprising me is Kyle Kuzma's playing huge minutes. And, you know, but he's going to have upside every so often. Like, he's not going to be crushing it every single day. And at 6,900 on a 4-game slate, maybe I take a shot, but I'm not thrilled about it.
Yeah, the Detroit side is where my interest seems to lie in terms of prioritizing exposure from this game. Fairly priced, most of them. The thing is, I mean, they seem to be running a pretty condensed rotation, which is nice. All of their 5 starters played 30-plus minutes against the Pacers. Nobody on their bench played more than 18 minutes. So we'll talk about the Oklahoma City Thunder in a bit, who used 14 freaking guys against the Timberwolves, and it's just a gigantic nightmare. And just because a couple of key players are out for Oklahoma City doesn't necessarily make any of the value safe, because they're using everybody under the sun. Team like Detroit, Chief, we kind of already are seeing what we're going to get out of them. They want to run these 5 starters together in competitive games. So I look at a guy like Sadiq Bey. I think in this current role right now, he's underpriced. Throw out the...
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
First game against Orlando where he only took 5 shots. That was an anomaly. He's crushed 6x value or better in his last 2 games. He's rebounding the ball. So, you know, you take Jeremy Grant out of the equation here. Cade Cunningham, of course, you know, draws the name recognition. He's a little too expensive for my likingness, and he's been playing fine. But for Sadiq Bey's price and his role, I think he's the best play in this game, maybe per dollar.
That very well may be the case. I guess the question is, how up and down is he going to be? Like, you know, they've got a lot of guys now. Like, and Sadiq Bey is he is a guy that's going to play. So he's a part of their core. I know we saw him score, you know, 26 against the Knicks, 20 against Indiana. But there's still a lot of miles feet on this team. And so I want to see that he's absolutely going to continue to shoot that much every game.
That's fair. So far, so good, though. Yeah. You know, even in the Knicks game, which was a little out of hand, there was only one guy on the bench who played in 20-plus minutes. So I think this is who they want them to be. You know, of course, Jaden Ivey, he's a nice little player for sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think Bay's going to get his. You know, until he gets up to the 7K, you know, tag, I think his upside and ceiling will be capped a little bit. But I'm okay with him at 6,100. Bogdanovich, same kind of player we've seen in Utah. Not going to give you a ton of peripherals, although he has given you a little extra more. Maybe a change of scenery helped him out. He's given you a little bit more over the first couple of games of this season, averaging 4 rebounds per game and just over 2.5 assists. He's okay at 5,500. I'm not sure, you know, if I'm confident in like a super ceiling game here, but I think he'll give you a decent floor at 5,500 as well.
Yeah, for sure. I agree with that wholeheartedly.
What do you think of Kate Cunningham? Is he a little too rich for your blood at 7,900? I mean,
not on a 4-game slate.
Yeah. He has 50 point upside for sure. We can't ignore that.
Yep. Not on a 4-game slate. Like on a 4-game slate, I'm willing to take shots on all of these mid-range guys that can put up 50 burgers. Because guess what? We don't on a 4-game slate, we don't know who that guy is actually going to be. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're like Kane could easily come out and drop a 50 burger at slightly low ownership on a 4-game slate. And at the end of the night, you're saying, why in the world didn't I take a guy that has 50 point upside at 7,900? Like, what was I thinking? You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. And, it, you know, just circling back to Washington and then we'll move on. I guess this technically is a slight pace up spot for them. Of course, we have like 3 games of data, but the Wizards were 23rd in pace last year. They're bottom of the league in pace this year. So not a ton has changed there. Detroit was 12th in pace last year, and they are, I believe, top 5 in pace right now. So you can say the same thing for Bradley Beal. I'm with you there that if I want a Wizard or as a run back or something like that, I think I'm going to play Bradley Beal in this game, you know, gun to head, if I can make it work.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Cool. Want to move on to the 7:30 game?
Yeah, please.
All right. So we got Dallas and New Orleans. Of course, you know, Luka on any slate, you know, carries just massive upside. He's looked nothing short of amazing so far. Christian Wood, the new face in town. He's dropped 25 real points in both games despite playing no more than 25 minutes. His usage has been absolutely incredible. Can he sustain, you know, this point-per-minute ratio in this role? I don't know. So that's an interesting conversation to talk about. As for New Orleans, it looks like Brandon Ingram's in concussion protocol, so he's not going to play on Tuesday. Zion Williamson also is questionable, and so is Herbert Jones. So we have a lot of news that hopefully we'll get before lock, but it's really, really, really important because if any of these guys are out, Brandon Ingram out yields usage as it is, but if Zion misses, we're going to be looking at C.J. McCollum as a very, very, very high-owned shooting guard and probably one of your first looks for a cash game build.
Yeah, absolutely. C.J.'s in play no matter what with Ingram out. Like, those are just the facts. Like, he is in play. Then it comes down to who else are you going to play? I got a feeling Trey Murphy is going to have a ton of ownership. He played 40 minutes in this Utah game. So, I mean, at 4,800, I got to think Murphy's playing 35 minutes at least in this spot with no Brandon Ingram. He was a let's call it, you know, summer league superstar anyway. So Trey Murphy III might have some of the highest ownership on the slate. Dallas is a tough team, but still, like, with his upside for that price, like, if he gets 30, like, thank you. I appreciate it. He's 4,800. I'm in. I'm not sure how much Jonas Valanciunas I'm actually going to get to in this spot, but Trey Murphy is – he's going to have tons of ownership here. Tons.
I like that play a lot. And, yes, Dallas plays slow and grueling, and they play pretty good defense. But the usage trumps the pace in this situation, and the price for Murphy is incredible. So we'll have to see. I'm sure Zion wants to get out there and score off against Luka, but we just don't know for sure. I will say this, looking at court IQ from last year, without Zion, obviously, and Brandon Ingram, McCollum got a 3% usage bump. So there's definitely something there. And that set of data, I left Josh Hart on the court. I left Alexander Walker. So I left some guys that have departed who also demand the basketball from time to time. So I do I like McCollum regardless, like you said. Trey Murphy also a very fine play here. Can you pass up Luka on this slate unless you're just hoping for a blowout and, you know, he's going to be 60% owned kind of thing?
I don't think so. He's probably the top big spend on the slate at 11K. I mean, you know, first two games of the season, 56, 65, and I don't see him not putting up 60 in this spot against the Pelicans unless it's just a massive blowout. So I'm definitely into the Luka Doncic play, as will most people be on this slate, having an upper-tier superstar that can just dominate the fantasy points.
Yeah, I guess I don't know. Like, let's not sleep on Jackson Hayes, who missed the first couple of games, but I wouldn't be shocked to see him have a role if Zion is out. You know, Hayes was a big part of that team last season, Chief. So that's a name to keep an eye on, Jackson Hayes tomorrow.
Yeah, absolutely.
Let's see. I'm just looking at FanDuel, seeing if there's any big pricing discrepancies. You know, Dinwiddie is cheap on FanDuel. Just he hasn't been getting there. Devontae Graham's 3,900. Like, how many bodies do they need to miss for him to be a factor is the question, Chief.
He's probably going to play 15, 20 minutes. That's what I think. Like, he's going to play with Ingram out. He played 15 minutes in Utah game. That feels right to me. But 15 minutes isn't going to get it done. Like, it makes no sense. Especially like we talked about when Trey Murphy is probably going to play 35-ish minutes. Like, there's no need to get Devontae Graham going. And really, I hate it for him because this guy was playing good basketball in Charlotte. I mean, playing big minutes, and now he's kind of just riding away in New Orleans. Can't even get playing time off the bench.
Yeah, exactly. About 5,600 Murphy on FanDuel. Are you still in at that price?
Yes, I am, actually.
Pelicans just have a bunch of guys now, all of a sudden. You know, Larry Nance is floating around as well. He is 5,500 on FanDuel. So we need to see if Zion's playing or not, and we need to see a starting lineup because you have Larry Nance. You have Najee Marshall, who was a factor down the stretch last year. You have Trey Murphy, you know, Jackson Hayes. You have four guys here who are going to be fighting for time. And depending on whatever Herbert Jones' status is as well. So this is the biggest injury news game, I think. Of course, OKC is doing their thing. We'll get to that momentarily. But really need a starting lineup here for sure. Do you have any interest in any of these other cheap guys on Dallas or anything like that?
Not really. I mean, so the thing about Dallas is, what are we going to do with Christian Wood, man? Like, I know we talked about Luka, but, like, Christian Wood, his numbers have been there as well. So, I mean, JaVale McGee's playing some minutes, but it's not enough. Maxi Kleber's playing minutes. It's not enough. Dorian Finney-Smith is playing minutes. It's enough minutes, but he doesn't have enough upside. You know, Spencer Dinwiddie at 5,400, he's playing enough minutes. He's got some upside, but at 5,400, maybe you take a shot on him on this slate. It's just weird because it's a four-game slate. And so I'm feeling like you might have to take a shot on some of these cheap guys. Just sprinkle them in, but I don't feel like any of them are staple plays.
I agree. Christian Wood had a 39% usage against Phoenix when he went bonkers and had a 31% usage against Memphis. So is he going to get more than 25 minutes? Maybe eventually. But he is definitely trending positively right now. And he has some serious upside on a four-game slate. He damn near put up 50 fantasy points against Memphis. So curious to see how his ownership number shakes out. That's for sure. Chief, the Absolutely. Clippers and the Thunder are playing games with us already. Clippers are load managing and the Thunder are just, they're tanking. They're tanking. So which side
of the ball? They're in the Victor sweepstakes?
Yeah. They might win. They might win unless we weigh some ping pong balls differently to get Victor to a bigger market. You never know. Conspiracy theories, right?
Thunder in the Victor sweepstakes. My gosh. And guess what? We're like a few games in. It makes no sense. The Thunder are in the Victor sweepstakes a few games in, man.
Of course they are. They need something. They need a jolt of something. But, okay, let's start with the Thunder. SGA and Giddey are both out. So they used 14 bodies last game against Minnesota. What on earth? Who can you trust in this rotation right now? So let me just backtrack. Against the Nuggets in their previous game, SGA and Giddey both played. So did Dort. Those three played 30 minutes. But the other two guys in their starting lineup, Robinson and Poku, didn't play more than 20. So they had three guys play 30-plus minutes. They had five guys off the bench play 16 minutes or more. So, like, who can you trust here? I mean, you have all these guys who have stepped up and filled in roles and were DFS sweethearts for a while at different time periods last year, whether it was Terrence Mann or Wiggins or Kendrick Williams. How are we going to be able to decipher this?
Well, first of all, if the Clippers come out and play at full strength, even if Kawhi is probably going to be around 25 minutes or so or less, like Kawhi playing 20 minutes against this team, even though Paul George is out, like it's enough, right? So I still think the Thunder get railroaded here. The Clippers have enough. I know Marcus Morris is out as well. Pardon me, folks, but they have enough. Like Kawhi might score 40 fantasy points in 20 minutes in this spot with no Paul George, no Marcus Morris. Reggie Jackson. What is he going to do? John Wall should absolutely have a game here in 25 minutes. Like that. Those are the types of things I'm thinking about. So you're getting Wall, and which Kawhi is at 8,300. So you probably just can't play him. But John Wall at 5,200 feels like the play. And with OKC, you know, as we were saying, man, like, I think Lou Dort's okay, but he's 6K now. You know, they're spreading it out so much. This is an ugly team to target.
Yeah, it's ugly. If I'm multi-entering, I'm thinking I want John Wall and I want Reggie Jackson, but I don't want them in the same lineup build, you know? Kind of a, you know, a set the build rule 0-1 kind of thing for Wall and Reggie. I guess I can go Leonard, but on a four-game slate, I'd rather spend my money on Luka or Christian Wood or someone from Detroit. I don't know. It's just, that's a tough one for me with Kawhi Leonard. 8,300 on DK. I don't know, man. I'm probably passing on Kawhi, but I do like the idea of getting some of these cheap guards and, you know, could be a Norman Powell game. Like, I don't know what to tell you there. I wouldn't go crazy on Clippers exposure personally.
Yeah.
As for the Thunder, I mean, you pretty much said it. I mean, Trey Mann is still, I think, for his price, role, and his minutes, I think he's probably my favorite play in OKC without Alexander and Giddey playing. At 5,500, he's pushing 30 minutes even in the games when those guys did play. He should start. So I think it's a Trey Mann day. That's what I think.
I mean, it absolutely could be, man. It's just, geez. This team is ugly. Like, you could probably win without playing OKC tonight. Yeah, I think you can. Like, I definitely think that's the case. Especially rotating so many guys. Like, for instance, last season, Kenrich Williams was a guy that we knew we could play when guys were out. You can't play him this year. Darius Bazley, 4K. He played 4 minutes. We can't target Darius Bazley, can we?
I don't understand that.
Like, we could play Trey Mann, I get, but like, you know, are they going to play Aaron Wiggins? Like, what? I don't know. It's, you know what I mean? Like, it's crazy.
Yeah, it's tough to get to comfortably back any of these guys right now when we have no idea really what their rotation is going to be. But I think Trey Mann is kind of safe-ish at that price point. He's most likely going to start. So he'll, like, if I multi-enter, I'll probably have my most OKC exposure with Trey Mann.
Huh. Yeah.
Do we have a real game at 10 o'clock? Do we have guys playing Golden State and Phoenix? Are we gonna see real players play real minutes in that one?
We should. This should be a big game. I mean, this is, I know it's early, but this is a good one. Phoenix still wants to try to be in championship contention. And you've got Golden State that's, I mean, they are humming along with ease right now. So this should be a good game.
Andrew Wiggins has been really, really, really good. Really good. 7,100 is like toward the higher end of price I want to pay for Andrew Wiggins, but it is a 4-game slate.
Yeah, so he's been crushing it, man.
He's 78 on FanDuel. What do you think of that price tag?
Not paying that, but he's been over 40 plus. Like, he's been fine. And I do think a part of that is Clay and Draymond not being like completely acclimated. You know what I mean? Like, some of their minutes being dialed back and him maybe getting a little bit more involved on offense. But even still, at 71, I think you definitely take your shots on DK.
Yeah, no, I agree. Yeah, not loving anyone else on Golden State, to be honest with you. We know Phoenix plays slow. They play pretty good defense typically. Let's see here. 9K for Devin Booker, 7K for Chris Paul, 6,700 for DeAndre Ayton. And then, of course, you have Cam Johnson and Bridges in the 5K range there. Any interest in any of these Phoenix Suns?
Yeah, I think you have to have some interest. Like, this should be a good game. Chris Paul is at 7K. I'm willing to take a little bit of risk with Chris Paul and hope that he has an assist upside game. He's not going to score a bunch of points. DeAndre Ayton at 6,700, definitely willing to go back to the well on him as well. You know, Cam Johnson, 4,800. He's been playing okay minutes. I'd rather him be closer to 30 than 25, but, hey, no big deal. Mikal Bridges to 5,400, well over 30 minutes. I definitely think he's a guy that you have to consider playing for sure. You know, and then Devin Booker at 9K, like, how many points do you think Devin Booker scores tonight? What if I told you two of the three games he's been over 30 points already this season, has already played over 40 minutes in two of the three, and was at 28 the game before that? Like, he's probably priced at his general ceiling, I mean, his general upper floor or middle floor right now. Let's call it upper floor at 9K. But this is a guy that can go off for 50 in this spot. So I don't hate mixing in Booker in what should be a competitive game, Golden State.
I agree. I'm curious on FanDuel even what the shooting guard ownership is going to look like. Booker, McCollum, Beal at a position where also Luka is eligible at. So maybe Beal's going to be the odd man out. If the New Orleans injury news breaks, if there's a lot of it, if it looks like McCollum's going to soak up all that usage and maybe Booker's used in some little Golden State correlation, it could be a Bradley Beal afterthought day potentially.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, I don't even have any totals on these games that are out yet. So, not much else we can, really need to dive into. Pretty big price discrepancy with Kawhi. He's only 7K on FanDuel, so I can understand that play more than DraftKings. Cam Jansen also super cheap on FanDuel as well.
Yeah.
I don't know, Chief. I mean, I think we poked the bear as much as we could with the information that we have looking at Tuesday.
Absolutely. And with four games, let's not overthink it. Play the good players, sprinkle in the bad players. Like, it's really as simple as that, Play Luka, play your, play Curry, play Devin Booker. Don't forget about guys like Cade at 7,900 who have great upside. Play a guy like Wiggins who's shown upside. And then we start sprinkling in the Dinwiddies, the Trey Murphys. Trey Murphy and CJ McCollum might lock button work today for what it's worth. Even though they're playing Dallas, too many minutes and too much usage, I think.
Yep, I agree. Hey, anything else? Let's just, let's wrap it up. Not a lot else to really touch on here. Got anything else before we head out?
Negative, good sir.
Cool. Well, as always, a pleasure, my friend. Tell the people where they can find you, Chief.
You can find me at Chief Justice 06 on Twitter.
Cool. I am at the J Carlucci. Drop us some questions anytime. We'll do our best to help you out. We'll be back in the morning grind once more this week. And also, check out our Food for Thought podcast. We had a lot of fun talking about the NFL and what's wrong with Tom Brady. So good luck on this four-game NBA slate. Hopefully we get the news that we need. So for the Chief, Will Priester, I'm the Looch, Justin Carlucci. Have a good day, everybody. Take care.